Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
It's Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo is in Alamucha.
That would be a little weird. It's a cool place to live, though, I imagine.
Let me see here. It's in Lauderdale County.
Alamucha.
There you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. I was looking around today at the grocery store, and they're already putting up stuff about order your prime rib. And I was like, buddy, I can't wait. I'm just excited, you know. I love the Christmas holidays, but more than all, I love cooking that that prime rib for my family. That's just my favorite part of Christmas, is putting that thing out there on the table, and it should be your favorite part too. Go ahead and start making your plans now so that on Christmas Day you can enjoy some great, great beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and I know that you are indeed looking for it. Guys, it is the holiday season. Now's the time to get it. If you want to get it shipped to you before Christmas, you got to shop now, collegecornerstore.com. We are going to put out a discount code this weekend for Mississippi State fans. I guess the Ole Miss fans can use it. You know, I understand that you're hurting right now. So, yeah, we'll help you out a little bit. We'll do that this weekend. And you can get some great deals at collegecornerstore.com. And, of course, you can shop at either location in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You got to talk to the people at Priority One Bank, people who know you by name, not just by your account number. A bank that treats you with respect and treats you like a neighbor. That's what you get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie Falk, or should I say Ronnie Scoops, out there working the streets, working the information. When you control the message board, you control information.
The information superhighway is what it's called, isn't it?
That's what they say, you know, with those tubes, as Sylvester Croom liked to call them. Now that signing day has wrapped up, we have been saying for the past few weeks, and I think we've been saying it for a while, that, you know, hey, staff changes are going to happen. Things are going to occur. They're not on a rush. There's no game this weekend. There's no game in 2 weeks. You got time. And Lebby, yesterday when you asked him about additions to the staff, and he said expect some stuff in the next 7 to 10 days. I think some people have taken that as there's going to be deletions.
Delete.
From the staff, which there are going to be, but that's not what the context of that question. That being said, Robbie, it feels like the wheels are in motion for Mississippi State to pick up a new defensive coordinator and probably by association a new defensive staff.
I would venture to guess that's where things are headed. I reported after the Egg Bowl on Maroon and White Daily. If you guys aren't on Maroon and White Daily, you need to come join today. We have $1 if you come try it out. And then from there, it's going to be tough to leave, I can promise you. But
I'd buy that for $1.
Yeah. So I reported after the Egg Bowl, it would be a major surprise based on what I was hearing that Coleman Hutzler would remain Mississippi State's defensive coordinator. I believe based on the information that I have that is – accurate, that's moving in that direction, that Mississippi State is talking to potential defensive coordinators behind the scenes and have been. for a little bit now. Of course, everybody that was on the message board the other day saw that Mississippi State was connected in some form or fashion with DJ Durkin.
Yes.
I think that was talked about on some podcasts. It was talked about on the message boards elsewhere, Auburn and Ole Miss specifically. I think they were talking about it. I never felt that anything was imminent, that they were close to hiring DJ Durkin or anything like that. But I do believe, based on conversations I've had with multiple people, that Mississippi State was deep in the conversation with DJ Durkin to become its next defensive coordinator. What I believe was really the hang up there is you have a coach who has been at several different stops now over the last few years. When you look back at his career and kind of where he's been, obviously was at Ole Miss in 2020. He went to Texas A&M. Then he had to move to Auburn to become their defensive coordinator under Hugh Freeze. He's obviously been at Florida. He was the head coach at Maryland. I mean, he's just moved around a lot. And for a lot of coaches, once you start making a lot of money in college football and you've been kind of moving around the way that you have, at some point your family's kind of ready to settle. You get kids in high school and you're starting to develop relationships there, and those kids are making friends, and they just kind of want to stay. I mean, we've seen that in coaching profession a lot. I think that was ultimately what led to DJ Durkin staying at Auburn. I always felt like that was probably going to be the end result if Alex Golesh was willing to take him as his defensive coordinator. And he and his family felt like that was the best thing for him because he has money. Mississippi State had a lucrative offer on his table. They were willing to pay a lot of money to bring him as a defensive coordinator. He was extremely interested in that, but at the end of the day, he decided to stick with Auburn. And so Mississippi State, that's not they didn't have all their eggs in that basket, but DJ Durkin was certainly probably the top candidate for Mississippi State's next defensive coordinator position. I expect, again, based on the conversations I've had with several different people, for Mississippi State to continue to aim high for the defensive coordinator position and go after an established defensive coordinator, potentially someone that has been a head coach at another job as well, and somebody that knows what they're doing and has done this for a while. I would be shocked at this stage if Mississippi State hired someone that I would consider, fans would consider kind of an up-and-comer, someone that doesn't have a lot of experience being a defensive coordinator. It appears that Mississippi State is trying to make a serious hire here at defensive coordinator and get a guy that has actually done it and done it at a very high level.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We've tried to talk about the parallels between this past season and Mullen's first year at Mississippi State. Mullen, when he arrived at Mississippi State, decided to go the veteran route, brought in Carl Torbush, a guy who had been around, done it all, and it didn't work out. So then the next hire was Manny Diaz, who was a at the time, and it's hard to believe it's been 15 years, but a young, up and coming defensive coordinator. And now it's the opposite. It's you had the guy that you were hoping could be a young up-and-coming guy in Coleman Hutzler. It didn't work out. Now you have to go the experience route. The good news is we were talking about this the other day, like with all these firings and everything, there are a lot of experienced good coordinators, both offensive and defensive, out there right now. Offensively, you've got some really big names, but defensively, I think the name that Mississippi State fans are most interested in hearing about is former Virginia Tech coach Brent Pry. There are some rumors that he might return to Penn State. Okay, well, if he goes to Penn State, now all of a sudden Jim Knowles is back on the market. I would be really, really impressed if Jim Knowles was the hire at Mississippi State. That would be something you'd have to pay him pretty close to what you're paying your head coach. But these names are out there, Robbie, so I feel like the market is good for Mississippi State to find a coach like this.
Yeah, there's a ton of guys out there that I would consider established names. You have the money to do it. You should be able to entice somebody that is a pretty good defensive coordinator that can come in here. And it might fluctuate from how good they are. I don't think Mississippi State needs to have the best defensive coordinator in the country for Jeff Lebby to have success. But they've got to have a defense that is sound, that the schematically fits what they have personnel wise, and that can adjust in game. That's kind of what you're looking for in a coordinator, is who is a guy that can scheme it up. And also, you need to be able to recruit talent. But just looking at what Mississippi State has right now on the roster and the potential of what they can get in the transfer portal, they just need a guy that is just that's really good at this, that has put a scheme out there with multiple teams, or at least where he was, different kind of teams that he had at his disposal, and they were competitive. They got off the field. You know, he was able to scheme it up throughout the game from opponent to opponent. That's something that Mississippi State's been missing. So I think that State has the offense capable of competing with just about anybody. They can score points, they can move the football against anybody. This is one of the better schemes that I've seen at Mississippi State. And we can talk about, you know, the logistics of it and play calling and what people think of the decision making or whatever. But if you're just objectively looking at this offense compared to some of the offenses of the past, this is one of the best that Mississippi State has had in pushing the ball down the field against whatever defense they see and scoring points. And so I'm not concerned about this offense long term. I am concerned about the defense. And I think that's going to be, to me, what gets Jeff Lebby fired eventually. If he is fired, it's going to be because of what happened on the defensive side of the ball.
Agreed. Agree with
Because
you.
I think offense is going, he's going to recruit good players. He's got a superstar in the making at quarterback. Even with the offensive line deficiencies this year, Mississippi State got better offensively. So it ultimately boils down to what happens on the defensive side of the ball, and State has got to get a grown-up in the building on that side of the ball. I mean, no offense to Coleman Hutzler. I think he is an excellent position coach, a good recruiter. I think he's going to land on his feet somewhere as a position coach. He was not ready for this position. You have to get someone that has done this at an extremely high level before, and you spend whatever it takes to get that person. And for Jeff Lebby, that's going to be the difference between December 1 next year looking for a job, I think, or signing an extension in Mississippi State, really pushing forward into the next step of this program. I truly believe that.
So then, you know, you bring in a new coordinator. He's going to want to bring in some of his own guys or some new faces. If you're Lebby and you know, coordinator X here, are you just kind of looking for familiarity with what you want to do, or do you want to go out and get, you know, some new faces potentially? It feels like right now there are a number of former Mississippi State players that are having success on the defensive side of the ball as coaches. Pernell McPhee is doing well at Michigan. Jamar Chaney is doing well at Baylor. Tevez Calhoun is doing well at Southern Mississippi. You know, how much of a priority do you think Lebby would want to put on guys like that, or does he just want to go his own way on that?
Yeah, you know, I've wondered about that. I haven't heard anything. When I asked about the potential staff changes at those other positions, essentially what I was told was it kind of is dependent on who they hire. It might be a situation where if you hire a Justin Wilcox or whoever, they might want to bring in people that they're familiar with. That's usually
The
what
return
I,
of Sermon?
well, I don't know about that, but
Yeah.
That's usually the way that I would go, honestly, instead of trying to force, because I feel like that's kind of what State did here with this staff. They kind of like they pick and choose some people for the defense that they weren't necessarily Coleman Hutzler guys. So I'm going to go with guys that are familiar with the system or the defensive coordinator probably. But it would not be a bad thing if you got a Jamar Chaney in here. He's done a great job at Baylor. He's recruiting at an extremely high level. He has wanted to come back to Mississippi State for several years now. That is a guy that would be the no-brainer at, you know, one of the linebacker spots or something. If you're looking at some of those guys you mentioned. Now, Tevez Calhoun was really good this year for Southern Miss. I think he's a rising star at cornerbacks. And then Pernell McPhee, like you mentioned, he's kind of quickly risen up the ranks over at Michigan. You know, what could he do within the SEC? I like the idea in some form or fashion of having people here that know all about Mississippi State, that know how to sell Mississippi State, that have the relationships that can tell people how important it is to win the Egg Bowl. things like that. I think they need an infusion of that. I don't know how that looks. I don't know if it's bringing in different people from a personnel standpoint, off the field staff. I don't know if it's that. I would personally go after Maury Bland. That's at Missouri, a Mississippi State guy that was here that really gave State some fits this year at Missouri in recruiting. That's a guy I would go after. I would go after some other people that are elsewhere that have. I mean, Kevon Coleman's on Alabama staff right now. Like, why not see if he would be interested to come and be a part of the staff in some capacity? I don't see a reason not to expand this staff in some form or fashion. And there's some Mississippi State guys that you can get in here. Also, like, am not beholden to, you have to get those guys on staff as assistants just because they're Mississippi State guys. Like, there's a group of people that they want Anthony Dixon at running backs, Jamar Chaney at linebackers, Pernell McPhee at defense. Like, they want the entire staff to be Mississippi State. I think just go get the best coaches, but I do think you need to infuse some Mississippi guys or Mississippi State guys into this staff in some form to kind of get things back to where it was from a standpoint of, this is Mississippi State and this is how we do things.
Well, yeah, mentality standpoint. What about on the offensive side of the ball? I think we were both expecting a couple of changes over there. Nothing overly drastic. Don't have to overhaul things, but could just be some guys moving on.
Yeah, there's a possibility of some moves being made there. I know that there's some teams that have been maybe in the group of six level looking at Matt Holeshek. That could be a move that's made in the offseason. Maybe he gets an offensive coordinator spot or something like that. We heard some rumblings, I guess you could say, on the message boards about Anthony Tucker in Auburn. And of course, he has the connection to Gillesh at Auburn. But I checked on that. Haven't heard anything imminent on that with him.
And he had
And
the
sort of
connection with Levy as well, so
that's what I'm saying is like that's one of the things like people talk about his connection with Gillesh. Well, he and Lebby are very good friends. They're very close. So, and he has a contract that I wouldn't say it's problematic for Auburn, but they're gonna have to pay him some good money to get him. So I have not heard that being anything that is, close to happening or imminent or anything like that. His name has been floated out as a potential running backs coach there at Auburn. But and then there's, I don't anticipate John Cooper moving on. He and Lebby, just like Tucker, very close. That's kind of a trio of guys that are just extremely close. Phil Loadholt's kind of the same way. I think they're going to run it back with Loadholt and see how it goes with him as well. So, and then, Chad Bumpus, there's always an opportunity possibly for him somewhere. So we'll keep an eye on that. But yeah, I could definitely see some changes shaking up a little bit of the offense. But the defensive side is where everything's kind of squarely focused right now.
7 to 10 days means, today's the fourth as we're recording. So, by the end or the start of 2 weeks from now, the 15th, the 16th, probably have a lot more clarity on this and have an idea of where Mississippi State's going to go. And it's going to be a domino thing, right? They're not going to hire a new defensive line coach, new cornerback coach before they hire new defensive coordinator. I thought that was a mistake that Arnett made a few years back, where he hired all the staff and then hired the offensive coordinator. And so not only are you trying to teach the players, you're trying to teach the coaches as well. And you see the results of that and how that worked out. So we'll see what happens with Mississippi State. We'll just keep an eye on it.
I want to add too, I have heard that this could be it for David Turner, possibly. He's been contemplating stepping back and he's got some personal things going on with his family. I know he wants to spend more time with his family, possibly. So that's a possibility that's still out there as well. But the interesting thing about this stuff is you're trying to retain a roster. You're trying to recruit and things like that. Like, it's a delicate situation with all this stuff. There's guys on this roster, and I don't think that you make coaching decisions based on the roster. I'm very against that. I think that You make coaching decisions based on your long-term plans. You
Yes.
don't let a roster dictate that. But, there are some players that you're trying to weigh out, like, is it worth it? If this guy stays, then the player stays. Like, I think that that weighs into it too. So there's decisions being made behind the scenes that we won't know about. But I feel certain on this. When the news comes out about Coleman Hutzler, I feel confident in saying that Mississippi State and Jeff Lebby will have a pretty good idea where their defensive coordinator search is heading. I don't think that Lebby wants that to get out without having a plan in place. So I think that's probably when you see the announcement that Mississippi State's making a change to defensive coordinator, I feel very confident in saying that a defensive coordinator will be hired shortly after that. I don't know if it'll be that day, but I don't anticipate it being a long
Not
search.
gonna be a situation where we see Hutzler out and then 5 days later we're still like, well, who are they replacing him with? Is what you're
I don't anticipate that.
okay.
Now there's a chance this news gets out early or something like that, but if it's coming from the Mississippi State side of things and they're saying, yes, this happened, this is where we're going, then I anticipate that Mississippi State will have something in place, or be moving towards that direction when that is announced.
All right. To get the latest from the streets, follow Robbie Falk. And of course, subscribe to Maroon and White Daily. Only a dollar. I mean, come on, guys. You can, for the price of a cup of coffee, you can keep Robbie Falk from get living on the streets.
Did he did does a cup of coffee even, can you even get a cup of coffee now for a dollar?
At the Waffle House, maybe.
I mean, you can't get anything for a dollar now, but you can get, I think, a couple of days worth of Mississippi State news at Maroon and White Daily. And a lot of you, I gave you an opportunity for like 4 days to sign up for this thing for 50% off. You might not have taken advantage of it, but we will still take you with open arms here.
Hold on one second. I'm getting the
Had
price mixed up.
an absolute massive day on signing day, by the way. Our psychotic fans, I call them, and I mean that in a good way. These people are psychotic about Mississippi State. On our signing day headquarters, which is our go-to thing
Right.
that Paul and I do on signing day, 22 pages long, this thing was. This is over the course of like 4 hours, by the way. 851 posts, and we're over 61,000 views on this thing. I mean,
Wow.
these people are just, they're psychos.
In the
In
best possible way, though.
the best possible way, they're psychos.
Yeah. A cup of coffee at Waffle House is $2.65.
You cannot get a cup of coffee at Waffle House
For what
for
you're getting.
cheaper than 2 days on Maroon and White Daily. I mean,
I mean,
when you put it that way.
yeah, no real question about that. So, all right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, and the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. I have tomorrow's my last chance, and then I think tomorrow is an Older Brother day. I think it's going to happen on Friday, so we're going to
I have
make.
not been old brother in a while.
I haven't either, so I need to go check it out and see what's up and see if there's anything new happening at one of my favorite restaurants in Starkville. But both of those places are way up on my list. I love to eat at both of them, and you will too. If you want to enjoy some great food, real simple to do, park your car in the Cotton District and go to Two Brothers Smoked Meats or the Older Brother. Also, gift cards available. Great stocking stuffers, a Two Brothers gift card. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Over 50.
That's what I am now, every day. Just getting a little further up the chain.
That's right.
If you're looking for technology for your business, a new copier, new printer, new laptops, whatever it is, give my friends at Advantage Business Systems a call because not only are they going to take care of you with a great product, they're going to be there for you after the sale is made. How many times have you bought something and then it goes bad and you're like, oh, well, what can you do? Nothing you can do there. I'm having that problem right now with a couch. Just saying. I wish I had bought my couch from Advantage Business Systems. Not that they sell couches, but I'm just saying. I
They
wish
sell couches as Scruggs.
I may need to go see Scruggs about a new couch. I don't know. We'll see what's going on there. But we'll get to that in a minute. Just know right now that you need to call 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. I was at Maroon & Co. today. See, I don't just tell you about the Thunder 15 promo code. I'm also a client. Bought a Christmas gift today for somebody special, and you'll see what that is. They'll see what that is when the time comes. And I'm just telling you right now, Maroon & Co., MaroonandCo.com, the promo code Thunder15. This holiday season, you're trying to save a few bucks but still get something really cool for the people you love, something maroon and white, like this hoodie that I'm wearing right now. You can get it at Maroon & Co. Check it out. Thunder15, 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. They didn't apply today. Next time you're in Starkville, make sure you're headed to Maroon & Co. Does Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden sell couches? I don't know the answer to that question. I don't think that they do, but here's the thing. If we walked around and were like, oh yeah, there's the couches, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised they've got couches in there. It's probably right next to the giraffe feed, and I just don't know it.
We have like a Scruggs Muskelly Superstore.
Oh my gosh. Scrugg Kelly's.
I mean, that would come like if you're like, honey, let's go look at couches.
Yeah.
Here, honey, you go to that side of the store and I'll go over here to the
You would need an
giraffe feed.
entire city block for something like that. I mean,
Yes.
it's unbelievable. You really need one for Scruggs, as it is. And of course, if you're looking to add some John Deere green this holiday season, Scruggs is the place to get to go check it out. Visit their credit department, let them talk to you, let them figure out what they can do for you. Sometimes the best deals, 0% financing, up to 60, 70 months sometimes. It's worth checking it out at Scruggs Farm, Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. What are you trying to do with the property you currently have? Whether it's a couple hundred acres or a couple thousand, Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you. And of course, if you're trying to buy or sell land right now, also a great name to know is Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether you own land or you're looking to become a landowner, Good Hope Land and Timber is the name and that you need to trust. Locally trusted, landowner approved. Talk to Good Hope Land and Timber. Yeah, 2 days in a row. Let's play the song. All right, so I guess I think it was around 5 o'clock yesterday. We were on the air with on Sports Talk Mississippi, and just about to start talking about recruiting when the news broke that Mississippi State had added former, am I correct, former Michigan State commitment, Chris
Yes.
Addison. Okay, yeah. So Michigan State new coach Pat Fitzgerald taking over up there, and Addison decommits, and now he's a Mississippi State Bulldog. Signed a 6'2½, 245-pound defensive end or edge from Winnsboro, Louisiana. Highly rated 3-star kid. Another guy that, you know, we talked about it the other day, right? The Louisiana kids that don't have the LSU offers, Mississippi State has made a fortune with guys like that. One by the name of Dak Prescott comes right to mind. Between him and Micah Nickerson on signing day, State made that ended up being a position of strength in this class, that edge position. I don't know anything about this guy. Haven't Dak. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell you on the fact that he's a star of the future, but again, what I talked about yesterday, let's look at the offers. Mississippi State, Michigan State, Florida State, Houston. Let's see who else we got here. Texas Tech, that's a good offer for me. Arizona State, Arkansas, Baylor, UCLA. He's got power offers. That is really all. I'm less concerned. This is what I said on the radio. You can tell me if you agree. With like somebody like Womack, the 5-star kids, those are evaluations are usually going to be pretty spot on, right? The 3-star kids, I want to see who else offered.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who I clearly have to think he can play at this level.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it on the show yesterday, just about how there are some misses in there because you throw a tag on someone, you throw the ranking on them and the 87 or whatever, and then a lot of guys don't come back and fix that because at the end of the day, we have thousands of people to evaluate. And so a lot of the time and effort gets spent on the top 150 to 300 players, and you might come back and reevaluate some players if someone draws attention to them. But when you're at 88, you're kind of, to me, you're bordering a 4-star anyway. This is kind of a place to live. If you're going after 3-star talent, if you're talking about 3-star you and making those
Right.
comments and stuff like that, if your class is an average of 88, you've recruited a pretty good class.
Right.
If that's where you're living, if that's your 3 stars you're getting, the 88s to 89s, that's a good place to be. Just a general thought process on how to view the star rating system. Because I do believe that stars do matter. I think at the end of the day, there is more evidence that stars matter than that they don't. But obviously, there's going to be more misses in the 3-star area than there is in 4 stars and 5 stars. So yeah, to me, the offer sheet it says a lot. And when you have an offer sheet that's this deep, and he's been committed to another Power Four school, I like it. And the film stands out too. I mean, I think he's a guy that can get after the quarterback. You picked up two guys in the last couple of days, and Micah Nickerson and Chris Addison, that I consider pass rushing guys that can get to the quarterback. And Mississippi State just hasn't had enough of those. And will these players help you next year? I don't know. But I don't really look at the high school recruiting class anymore as like, you got to get these guys ready to contribute right away.
Right. Now you can't think like that.
I think that Jeff Lebby wants to retain and develop. So there, you need a nice base there. But I don't expect Chris Addison and Micah Nickerson to come in and start playing at an all SEC level right away. But it's a very good starting point to have a player like this. And getting him this late, I think, was very big. I thought signing day was excellent for Mississippi State.
And then could be another addition as well. A former commitment to Mississippi State, a 4-star receiver out of the state of Louisiana, Kenny Darby, was on the LSU commitment list, and Lane Kiffin abandoned him just like he did his dog and said, we don't want you, the same way he did with his dog. And now he's back on the market, and Mississippi State is making a move to bring him back into the fold. Another 4-star receiver might be, I mean, at that point, you've got him, Cotton. Henderson, Creighton, Capehart. I mean, that's a pretty strong class with a bunch of different kind of receivers.
Yeah, this would just be an icing on the top here if you're able to get Kenny Darby. And it's one of those things, he was committed to Mississippi State first and was a really exciting player his junior season. LSU offers, and it's the typical LSU thing. Whenever, especially in Bossier City, which is where he's from, that's a place where it's tough to turn down LSU. And so I can't really fault the kid for going to LSU. That's probably a dream of his growing up. You have to, if you're Mississippi State fans, and I haven't seen anybody that's really, against it, but you have to kind of put that to the side. If a kid wanted to go to LSU, and it just didn't happen, you take him with open arms. If Malik Nabers would have said, if LSU wouldn't have had an offer for Malik Nabers on signing day, Mississippi State would have taken him with the bells on and gladly accepted him into the family. So this is a really talented receiver, 4-star, obviously. He's a top 10 player in the state of Louisiana. If he wants to come to Mississippi State, you take him. It's an interesting case, though. I don't know if I would spend a ton of money if he's asking for it.
Right.
I don't think it's a situation where State has to have Kenny Darby. There's some other things that you can use money on here. For like from an NIL perspective, I'm not breaking the bank and getting into a bidding war here with Colorado, which is the other team that it looks like he's considering. And I don't know how much money they have. Apparently, they are like heavily in the red at this point over there, according to reports. So I don't know what's going to happen with this kid. He's an interesting case. I wouldn't spend a ton of money, but I would pay him and gladly take him in this class because he's a really talented receiver, and it just makes this high school recruiting class really strong for Mississippi State.
Yeah, we'll see how it pans out. Is there a time frame on this? Should be done by the weekend?
I think maybe the weekend, but it's kind of nobody really knows right now. They don't really know what he's going to do.
One last piece of news here before we go. Just announced the SEC will reveal the 2026 football schedule a week from, I guess, or 6 days from now, 7 o'clock on SEC Network. We'll find out the dates for all the games of the 2026 schedule. So we already know the teams that Mississippi State's playing in 2026. We'll just now we'll find out the dates on those games. Do
Put it
we?
out.
You.
Why do we have to do a big thing?
Because there's money, man. There's money,
I
bruh.
just, I,
Bruh.
not for us.
Well, not
You
for
and I
us,
are getting money.
but for other people. Now, that being said, FBschedules.com still has four non-conference games for Mississippi State. One of those is going to have to go away.
Someone will come off of there.
It's going to either be ULM or Troy. I don't know which one it is. I don't think they're going to get rid of the FCS game. And they have to
I
keep
think
the
I would get
non-conference
rid
game.
of Troy, wouldn't you?
I would much rather play ULM than Troy. Yes.
Troy is a perennial conference
Very good team.
contender.
Yes.
You
ULM is
need
not.
it to be almost a guaranteed win.
ULM is the better one.
And I'm not like, I'm not. I don't think State should be scared of Troy, but there should be no chance for a slip up.
The other side of that, Robbie, is you have a game scheduled at Troy in 2027. Just cancel the
Get it
series.
out.
It's gone.
They should not play any more non-conference group of six games on the road.
They
That should
should.
be a done thing. Never do it again.
Especially, correct me if I'm wrong. Rob, so 2026 State is on the they'll have five SEC home games, I believe.
Yeah.
And in 2027 they'll only have four. So if they have a road non-con game, that's not good. It means you've got six road games. You're gonna only have six home games. Can't have that. So yeah, I would be willing to bet a week from today we're gonna find out this Troy series is in fact been canceled. We shall see.
I think that's probably the direction that they go.
Probably so. All right. We want one more piece of content for this week. I couldn't get him on the phone until Friday, but I will put it out. But from rivals.com, Adam Gorney, national recruiting analyst, is going to join us. Talk about this Mississippi State class, some of the players he likes. Want to go a little deeper on Braylon Womack and get his comps for him and see what he thinks. But we'll talk about a little bit more about some of the other guys in this class as well. Maybe get some insight into why J.J. Hill is ranked where he is. We'll ask him all those questions. So that will pop up on the feed sometime Friday, early afternoon. So that'll be just one more piece of content for the week for us. And then, of course, next week we can start getting deeper into basketball, staff changes that we've talked about, and going forward and see where it takes us. Have a great weekend, guys, and we'll talk to you again very soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.